And then the one who wants to speak, join his palm or her palm. That is our tradition. You don't need to join your palm if you are not used to this. You can do like this. And then everyone else responded by a smile and doing like this. It means, go ahead. And then you mindfully and slowly stand up and do walk meditation to the center of the circle. Breathing in and out, mindfully, peacefully. Bow to the flower, remove it, and go back to your seat and sit down. You are holding the flower. It means that I am committed to express myself in a way that can communicate. I try to remain fresh. Of course, I will say everything that is in my heart, but my practice is a loving speech. I want to retain my calm, my freshness during the time of speaking. So please help me. So while you are holding the flower and speak, no one has the right to speak. No one has the right to cut . Of course, there is a code of behavior that you should not take all the time from the community. You should be considerate. You take a reasonable time for you to do your job, because there are other brothers or other sisters sitting there, and they need also to practice. And then the first thing the person will do is to practice expressing gratitude, flower watering. He look at his brothers, or she look at his sisters, and to identify the good things in them, and to express her gratitude that during the last week she was very happy to see such a sister having doing that thing for the community, to show your appreciation, your happiness, and so on. You water the seed of happiness in everyone, because everyone has his or her own weakness, but everyone has his own quality. So the first thing is to express your happiness, your gratitude for the good things you have received, the positive things that have happened to the community during the last 7 days. If you are a beginner, it may be difficult to find out the good things to say. But if you are used to it, it's not so difficult. You can touch the best things out in other persons, and you can transform the atmosphere by your speech. And the second thing, after you finish the first part, you start the second part. You express regret that during the past 7 weeks, you might have been unmindful. You may have spoken a harsh word. You might have been rude to a colleague. It's very good that you express your regrets, because that will encourage others to do the same. That is a de-escalation of anger. If you only accuse, and then the anger will come up. This is very important. As human beings, we are not perfect. We have shortcomings. We have times when we are not mindful. We have said things, done things that may cause painful feelings around. It's time to practice expressing regrets. And the sisters and brothers in Plum Ridge, they always find regrets in order to express. This is very important, because it encourages everyone to do the same, that bring down the level of anger and hatred very quickly. And then you can begin to express hurt. You have been hurt by the behavior of a brother, of a sister, of a colleague during the past 7 days. You have tried to practice very hard in order to transform them. And if you have been able to transform it and to see that if you get hurt, there's more because of your the seed of anger and misunderstanding in you rather than because what the other person said, but you express right away, "I'm sorry. When you said that, I was very angry. I thought that my suffering has been caused only by you. But after a few days of practice, I realized that I was mainly responsible for my anger, my suffering, and you were only a minor cause. So I apologize that at that moment I blame everything on you, which is not correct." You can tell that. But if by the end of the week you have not been able to transform, and then you have to be honest. You say that I have tried my best, but I have not succeeded. So please explain to me, my colleague, my friend, my sister, why you have done such a thing to me, why you have said such a thing to me. It makes me suffer. And then the last part is to propose something that will be able, if applied, will bring more harmony and happiness to the community. And this is a very wonderful practice. It makes the atmosphere easy to breathe again. It brings the air into the community. It re-establishes communication. And if you can practice weekly, the practice of beginning anew, the transformation, the healing will continue to happen.